Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
This summer, we tapped star quarterback Patrick Mahomes to be in a promo for Coors Light. Turns out, we overlooked the fact that he can't actually promote Coors Light.
It's a flashlight.
That's right. It's a flashlight, not a beer. Introducing the Coors Light, coming in at 12 or 16 fluid ounces. Nothing beats the sturdy feeling of the Coors Light in your hand. The Coors Light is 100% flashlight and 0% adult beverage. It's perfect for camping trips or those warm summer nights spent with great friends. The Coors Light is made with high-quality steel, so it feels cold as the Rocky Mountains. To use a random analogy.
It's a quality flashlight.
This summer, sit back, chill, and crack open the Coors Light. Get your the Coors Light today at thecoorslight.com while supplies last. All proceeds go to the 15 and the Mahomes Foundation. Coors Light, the official beer of everything unofficial.
This is a product of WBNN. This is the ONE Trenton Mix Show. I'm your host, Ricardo Richard. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dialing 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Listen, you guys, I am extremely so excited tonight. Like, it just feels like it's been forever, you know, since I did my last show. I think tonight is going to be a very, 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 very good show. And it's definitely going to be emotional, and it's just going to be a great show. So before I come on and tell my amazing, talk about my amazing guest, I always try to tell my viewers anything that I do or whatever, whether it's my web series, whether it's me being a teacher by day or a direct care by night, anything that I do, I want to make sure that I give glory and honor to not just my Savior, you know, but my Lord of my life. Anybody listening out there, I always want to extend that, you know, if you allow him to, Jesus, you know, he can be your Lord and Savior. You know, he died for us a long time ago, you know, on a cross or whatever. And he wants a relationship with each and every one of us. So I wouldn't be where I am today without him, you know. So I just want to let people know, like, just lean in on him. You know, God loves us so much. Like, people don't even realize, like, he just loves us so much. And he got his arms open wide for us. But in order for us to have a relationship with him, we have to turn away from sin. And we have to embrace God and live holy and live righteously. So I just want to let anybody out there know that it's hope for you today. If you would like to get saved, you know, like, it's possible. So I also wanted to say before I have my guest come on, and it's just me being completely transparent, my life has literally changed, I feel like, in the last 24 hours. I didn't know if I wanted to be as vulnerable, but I kind of feel like I kind of need all the prayers right now for me and my family. My stepmother, who actually raised me, I found out just yesterday morning that she's on life support. And if any of the million viewers out there, if you guys can please send a prayer up to Jacqueline Green. She's right now, she's fighting for her life. And I honestly feel like for those that don't know me or that do, that's been following me for the last year, they'll know that last year my brother was murdered. Tomorrow is his anniversary. So not only am I dealing with my brother's anniversary, which is tomorrow, which is my stepmother's actual son, I'm dealing with right now, my stepmother is fighting for her life and she's on life support. So if you guys could definitely send a prayer up, I would definitely appreciate it. I'm not going to lie, my faith has definitely been tested in the last 24 hours, in the last year. I still believe that God is the best thing that ever happened to me. I still stand on his word, and I still believe that the enemy is a liar, and I still believe that God is the truth. It doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt. It doesn't mean that I don't get confused, but I know that my faith is in him and not in my feelings. I don't always have the best answer, but it's really about me truly just hoping that even through me being open and honest about what I got going on, that somebody listening to this would know that literally, like, I'm literally that person. Like, when I was younger, I used to go to church, and I was living still foul, you know, in and out of the church, still turning up. And I realize now, like, that was the wrong way, like, to live. So where I'm at now, right now, I'm sold out completely for God. And I'm not about to switch up on God right now because life is hard for me. You get what I mean? And I truly believe he's looking for people that's going to be solid for him. So for right now, it's hard for me and my family. It's really hard for me. But I love this opportunity, and I'm just a vessel. I'm just a servant. So if what I'm going through right now could touch people and let them know that they can hold on, that no matter whatever it is that you're facing, that truly the Son has to come out. It can't rain forever, everybody. The sun has to come out eventually. So even though right now is a hard time for me and my family, and I really don't know what's going to come up in these next couple of days, the doctor has told us that they believe that my mother is not going to come out of the coma. But at the end of the day, God has the final say, and I have to stand firm on his word and not what the doctors are saying. So if you guys listening, if you guys can send up a prayer for Jacqueline Green and for me, just for my strength in the Lord, I would definitely be appreciated. When Jesus was about to die on the cross or whatever, he didn't want to do it. You get what I mean? And it literally talks about in scripture that while he was praying, that God sent angels to minister to him, to strengthen him. So if God has sent angels to strengthen Jesus, you know, he'll definitely send angels to strengthen us. And it doesn't always mean we feel the supernatural experience of an angel, but it doesn't mean that God won't be there to strengthen us and he won't be our strength, because he is our rock. So I just wanted to say that to you guys. Just keep me in y'all prayers. I'm just a regular person just like you guys, but I'm standing 10 toes down for God. I know what it's like to live any kind of way. I know what it's like to turn up, do all kind of things, and I'm standing 10 toes down with my God. The devil ain't about to have me knock off my rocker, because life is hard right now for me. All right, so I love you guys. Thank you so much. So everybody, I have a series. It's called Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. My last season I'm working on now is actually dedicated to my brother, William. It's dedicated to my grandma, who I lost a couple months ago, who was my best friend. And my series is also dedicated to my stepmother, really my mother, who is dedicated to her as well. So please be on the lookout for season 3. Check out season 1 and 2 on YouTube. Hurt People, Bitter and Broken, the series. All right, you guys, I feel like I got the emotional stuff out the way, all right? So I wanted to bring on the beautiful Crystal Humphreys. Welcome, Crystal.
Thank you, Richard, for having me. Thank you, thank you. I'm so honored, so humble, and blessed to be part of this. Yep. I'm just so grateful, and I'm sorry for your loss, and I'm praying for you and your family, and thou will shall be done. You know, yep. She's covered. God got it, and he has the last say. So thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say, Crystal is a cousin of mine. I've known Crystal my whole life. And we reconnected, I think we was about 25. I just, one day she was knocking on my window. Because it was like a 12 and a half year gap since I seen her, since a child. And then one day I looked up, she was knocking on my window 12 years later. And she looked the same beautiful as always. And the last 4 years, you know, she moved to Georgia. And we wasn't as connected, but recently we connected when I went down to Georgia for a vacation, went down to Atlanta. And I just said, listen, no matter how busy we get, you know, I want us to stay connected. So I really love on my show to give people their flowers. So I just want to let you know, Crystal, I think you're amazing, you're beautiful, you're talented. I'm so grateful to be in your space and your time and be in your life. And you're a nurturer, you're a loving, you're kind. And you're an empath, you know. So just the other day when I was talking to you in Florida, you were just sharing to me about your testimony. I got emotional. You got emotional. And I was just like, wow, like so many people need to hear it. So I just wanted to thank you and just let you know in front of millions of people that's tuned in tonight that I love you and I appreciate you so much. You are appreciated.
Thank you. You about to make me cry. Oh, my God. But yes. No, seriously, thank you, Richard, for seeing me for me at times when I don't always see myself. Thank you, and I love you so much.
So, Chris, and then, you know what I realized, Chris, and for the millions of people that's tuned in tonight, an act of kindness goes a long way. You never know what somebody's going through. You never know what people are facing. Like, nobody would have known if I didn't come on and tell them that I'm literally, like, going through so much. Like, even right now, while I'm talking to y'all on the phone, I have family members inboxing me. I have my brother calling me. You get what I'm saying? So it's just crazy right now. But I'm just so grateful that even in the midst of the storm, you know, that I can still do what I do, and also know that, guess what, I'm doing the Lord's work above all.
Yes, you're serving one of your purposes, because we all have plenty of purposes, not just one. And the fact that God gave you strength and courage to be vulnerable and to share your story, like in, you know, your trials, your tribulations, and your testimonies. It's just power within that. Yes.
Amen. So I wanted to say this thing. I think I told you, Chris, when I was 19 years old, I was at this Chinese restaurant and downtown in Trenton, Popo number one. That's how they
used
to be like, Popo, you call them? They were like, Popo number one. So I'm like, so I go down there or whatever. So this lady came up to me and she was like, what do you do? And I was like, oh, I work with developmental, you know, disabilities and all of that and people with disabilities. She was like, that sounds like ministry. And at that age, I didn't know what she was talking about because at 19 years old, I thought ministry was always just inside of the church.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't realize at 19 years old that ministry is inside the church, but it's also outside the church. Like the fact that you and I are healthcare workers, where we're literally like helping, you know, somebody. These are God's special people. That he has given us the opportunity to be there for. I went to Florida recently, and you know that my uncle caught a stroke. After my grandmother had died or whatever, my uncle felt like I guess nobody loved him and nobody cared about him. And that's why I believe that it's important for you to do mental checks, like check in with people. Hey, how you doing? You all right?
Yes.
And just tell you that I love you.
Check the temperature. Spark a conversation just to check the temperature and the energy and see where they at. And we don't have to understand, but what we do and what we should work on is finding and having compassion. You know, and if that's something that we don't naturally have, that's something to pray about and ask God, well, what is compassion? And put that desire on my heart. Because, Lord, I don't always understand others and what they're going through, but I can at least have compassion and sympathy for them. You know what I mean? And it goes a long way. A smile, a hello could save somebody's life. You don't even know. You could walk past somebody and they're on their way to go to a bridge. You know, I'm talking about the jump ship. But you could just say, hello, how you doing today? Or you look nice or you have a beautiful smile. And they whole decision just shifted just because somebody acknowledged them. Because maybe when they was younger, they never was acknowledged. How about that?
Absolutely, and somebody could just see them. I also now feel like I'm getting all of my business, Crystal. So the other day, I had a conversation with my godson. Anybody know, they know I love my godson. So I have a godson. His name is Kayon Wilson. He's actually in all three of my series.
I love Kayon.
So I actually helped raise Kayon. I don't have any biological kids, but if I had something like a son, it would be Kayon. I helped raise him since he was a little kid. So right now, he's going through his emotions and, you know, as a teenager, just trying to understand. And the other day, I just had a conversation with him, and I told him, I said, I just want to let you know that you matter to me.
Thank you.
I just want to let you know that if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be who I am. Because oftentimes children feel like they're seen, they're not seen, and they're not heard. And I had to let him know that guess what you say matters to me, that I see you, that you're important, that you are of value. You get what I'm saying? And thank you for teaching me. And I just see his eyes like just water up because when
he needed that.
And then this the thing, like, I know in my heart, Crystal, I didn't always have those me and my dad didn't start talking until I got older. But when I was a kid, I didn't get them hugs. I didn't get son, I love you. It's like you need to be tough. Like, get up off the ground. You get what I'm saying?
It's so important, Richard. It's so important because our childhood, to a certain degree, shapes who we become as we get adults and become adults. Because as we're adults, we have a lot of questions and a lot of empty spaces that stems from our childhood. But if we were given those type of things and certain conversations and mentors and big brothers and aunties and uncles, you know what I mean? But life happens and circumstances happen. But I know that Kayon is so blessed to have you, you know?
Yes, and you know it's so crazy, for so long, because he didn't have his biological father, I was telling my dad the other day, like, Dad, sometimes we want what we want. So I've never turned my back on him, you know, but I know that he always wanted his biological father. And just the last 2 years, he's 17 now, he just found out who his father was after 15 years. And the last 2 years, his father has never made an attempt to come see him from Florida. And I feel like throughout the years he fought me because it's like, I love you, but I really don't want your love. I want my dad's love.
That's right.
And it's not to say that he don't love me, because he do love me, but it was like, I know you love me.
He kept getting reminded, not to cut you off, he kept getting reminded. And the question he kept having in his head, every time you show him any speck of love and affection and gratitude and attention, why this can't be my dad? Why my dad can't give this to me? Why my dad can't give this to me? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I want people, anybody out there that's ever struggled with maybe their mom not being there, their dad not being there, anybody, relationship, somebody didn't love you properly, understand that God will make sure you get everything that you need. Because I realize that sometimes we want love from our mom or our dad, not realizing that they're dealing with their own brokenness and their own childhood trauma. Just because your mom and dad might
And maybe they don't have, not to cut you off, right, I'm co-signing what you said. They may not have it in them. They may not have it in them to give you that at that moment. You know what I mean? It's so deep, their childhood. How about that?
Yes.
How about their childhood? And if they were given love and affection, so, you know, you teach, you know, how you grow up. You pick that up. You know what I mean? Some people use it as, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do the opposite. But, hey. You know, you learn, you grow, the wisdom, you know, they go through things too. We got to be wise enough to say, you know what, maybe mommy and daddy, maybe they weren't loved. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they can't love me or tell me they love me because maybe they weren't raised in a household where saying I love you was acceptable. Maybe they was raised where they showed love by doing things with each other or just laughing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have friends who I've been around their household and they would tell me different things like that. Like, you know, we're not affectionate in our house. Like, I would just see it. You know, my mom, our household, we're affectionate. I love you when we're on the phone. We hang up, pick up the phone. I love you. Be safe. Text me when you get there. Since we were babies, you know, we're an affectionate family. But there's some families show their love in a different way. But then check this out. Each child is different. My grandmother, rest in peace, she told me this. Each child is different, and she raised 9. You have to love and raise your kids based on their needs and their personality. You might have a child who, rather you not hug them, but rather you buy them something or go play football with them, whereas though you might have a child who needs a hug, who might need extra reassurance. You know, all of our love languages are different.
All right, so I'm going to stop you right there. We're going to get right back. I love that. I want to pick up with love language, all right? So track next by international DJ legend, Brother O.
I know the dance, me and my To come on right now, being the provider of WBNN, I'm bringing back on Ricardo for a second and his wonderful guest, Crystal Humphrey. Showing courage.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Admiring your courage, young man. You know, minding your responsibility as a broadcaster, going through what you're going through right now with your stepmother being on a life support situation, and finding solace in doing your show tonight when you didn't have to, and knowing I didn't know, and he didn't, and world, he did not tell me about what was going on, because there's no way in the world I would allow him, Crystal, to do the show tonight. But him showing the courage to try to heal someone else that's going through some problems in their own lives, this is what broadcasting is all about. These are the historic moments in this storied network that I will always remember. Ricardo, I'm very proud of you. And, of course, you know, beyond prayers, I believe the work is done, just like Pastor Perry says all the time, in the life of your stepmother. I really believe that God is going to, like our sister said tonight, Crystal said, that it is in His hand. And before we go back to your interview, I have to bless both of you and the rest of the world and everyone that's listening. There's a song that my father used to sing all the time. And he used to sing to me when I was a child. You talked about father-son relationships. My dad was an opera singer. by trade. And he was in many different plays and all that in his time. And so my dad was singing around the house. And so if I was down, like you said, Crystal, if I was down and my dad knew what I needed.
Right.
And this song I'm going to play is going to be dedicated to both you, Ricardo Rashard, Crystal, and the rest of the world that's going through something right now. Let us really meditate on this outstanding performance. One of the greatest performances I've ever heard at the Tony Awards. We all know that's the greatest, you know, the pinnacle of playwrights and performance. Josh Groban really was anointed with this song. Take a listen.
We are back just like that. I just wanted to, I feel emotional. I just wanted to thank Brother O, you know, again for this opportunity. I appreciate it so much. And I just want to thank all of you guys that tune in and listen to me. I don't never take it for granted. I am just so, like, just solely grateful. And just to God that God would choose me, little old me, to be able to share this gift. You know, when I started off acting and creating my show, I was writing from a place of pain and hurt. And I didn't know, you know, like, I didn't know that all of this was going to come about by me just creating an opportunity for myself with writing. And then come writing came this opportunity to do radio, and God knows what else next is coming. So I'm really, really grateful. I wanted to say this before Crystal come back on. I know what it's like to feel like the world is crashing down. I know what it's like to hit rock bottom. I know what it's like to be at your lowest. I know what it's like to not feel loved, to not love yourself, to feel like life just seems so dark and so heavy. and it seems like it's never going to get better. But I promise you, like, and one thing about me, I try to be as authentic and as real as I can, especially when it comes down to my walk with God. I know that it was God that brought me through. But I also knew, you guys, that I had to make a decision that I wanted to change. Life is hard for everybody, you know? Nothing is going to be special about me because I'm a believer. It's going to rain on the just and the unjust, righteous and the unrighteous. So I just want to, again, let anybody know, like, if you're going through pain, you're going through life, it can get better. You get what I'm saying? Just trust in God. And with trusting in God doesn't mean that it's always going to be good. I didn't give my life to God to say, oh, God, everything got to be great in life. It's not going to be like that. I don't have no special treatments. You get what I'm saying? I'm still going to go through hardships. But the fact that I do have a God that loves me, that protects me. I was thinking about the scripture in the Bible. It talks about Job, and Job was perfect in his generation. And he was just an awesome man. You know, he wasn't Jesus, but he was an awesome man of God. And the devil, do what the devil does, and he went up, you know, to God and basically asked God if he took the hedge around Job, that basically he felt like Job would basically turn on God. And God, like, nah, like, have you considered my servant Job? So God gave the devil authority, you know, to basically attack Job, but he couldn't kill him. People don't realize that the devil doesn't have any power. He only has power on what we give him, what we give access to. If we leave a crack out the window, he's going to bust the window wide open. You get what I'm saying? So if we leave any room for the enemy, he's going to seek through. And he can't do anything without the permission of God. So God, like, listen, you could do this, that, but you can't kill him. So literally the devil literally took his livestock. He took his wife. He took his kids. He took almost everything from Job. I believe he could have took his wife, but I don't want to say that yet because I don't 100% remember. But I know that he took his kids. He took his livestock. He took everything from Job. And guess what? Job still serve God. Didn't mean Job ain't get weary. It didn't mean Job ain't get down and sad. You get what I'm saying? But he still trusts God. And because of Job's obedience, you know, he got more livestock. He got double. He got more kids. And just God had blessed him tremendously. So, again, I'm just here to be a vessel. You get what I'm saying? I'm here to push through the pain. I'm here to push through my feelings. And I'm here to deliver. And I'm here to show up, you know, and be a servant. Because the one thing I was reading today when I was reading in 1 Kings, it talked about in order to be a great leader, you have to be a servant. You have to have a servant's heart. You get what I'm saying? So, and you got to know how to delegate. So I don't know who that's for, but I just wanted to say that. Crystal, you're a leader.
Oh, thank you.
And you are a servant. And it's just like, it's like when I talk to you, it's amazing. And it feels like home. It feels safe with you.
Yes. And same here with me. It feels safe with you. Yes.
So I don't know. I'm really, really grateful. I just wanted to say that. So let's get into some of these questions. But before I get to these questions or whatever, I wanted to say, we said something, we were talking about the love languages, and I wanted to say this. When I say that God, I was listening to this preacher. Her name's Stephanie Ike. Anybody, y'all look her up. She's amazing. She's Potter House LA, which is, you know, Torre and Sarah Jakes. Roberts, their church, and when I went to L.A., I was trying to go to their church, but they were closed. But anyway, her name is Stephanie Ike. Y'all look her up. She's a beast. She talked about how her father was murdered, and she felt like through her life, she was like, but I didn't miss out on nothing. And I thought that was so beautiful because oftentimes when maybe the father ain't there, the mother ain't there, or whoever, the person you loved walked out on you, you may feel like I'm missing out on something, but when she said that I didn't miss out on anything, it made me realize that again, that God will supply all our needs. Sometimes you might not have that mother or that father that's in your life, but you might have a teacher that loved you and that loved doing you. But sometimes we can't receive the love all the time because we like, no, I wanted it from my mom and dad. No, God, I want it this way. Why can't it be the way I want it? And God like, listen, I'm giving you, you feel me, the love, but it ain't going to be the way you want it to be. You get what I'm saying? Because because sin entered the world. You get what I'm saying? Because we're not perfect. Adam is the Adam, of course, is Adam. Jesus is the second Adam. You get what I'm saying? So yeah. Because the world is imperfect, and because there's a perfect will, which is God's will, and it's a permissive will, you get what I'm saying? So I want people to understand that a lot of times it's not always going to come the way we think it should come. But if you trust in God, it's going to come. You feel me? And even when it doesn't come, like I said, the way we expect it to, even if we don't get the things that we want, maybe we don't need them. And that's why I had to tell myself the other day, like, I beat myself up when I was in my early 20s, like, dang, I wish I could have got my master's. I wish I could have did this. I should have started acting earlier. No, I am exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Right. Amen to that.
Yep. I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. Yes. Do I want to do movies? Do I want to do all these other things? Yes, but in his timing. Because a lot of times when we try to force the hand of God and we try to rush his timetable, we don't know. We don't even understand that if God showed us the plan, I heard somebody say this, if God showed us the plan for our very life, we don't even understand that thing may destroy us.
Huh.
That's why
that's already premature. We ain't even ready for it. He knows when his child is ready.
Exactly. Crystal, you came into this world as a baby, right?
Right.
And your mom, when you was a baby, start giving you filet mignon, start giving you steak. You're going to die.
That's right. That's
you
right.
You got to start off with baby food, right?
That's right, to nurture so we can grow and develop. It's a process.
It's a process. So guess what? Yeah. Wherever you are, that's where you're supposed to be. Let's stop beating ourselves up for where we are in life. Well, guess what? If you still got breath in your body, you take your hand, put that thing over your chest, and your heart's still beating, you still have purpose.
Say
you
that
still
again.
Have purpose. You know, we
want everything now.
Microwavable. You get what I'm saying? Where I told somebody the other day, and I said this on my last show, God is a crock pot God. You get what I'm saying? Like, it takes time. I love me some turkey wings, Crystal. But guess what? If I throw them turkey wings in the muffin, them turkey wings ain't going to be hitting.
Right.
I gotta put them things in the oven, put them things on 350, put them seasoned. I need to put some
let that thing simmer a little bit.
You feel me? Some flavor. I have to put some. The Bible talks about we got to be salt of this world. We got to be the light of this world. So guess what? I got to put some salt. One thing about when salt hit the food, guess what? It changes the order. You get what I'm saying? Once salt hit that food, guess what? It ain't never going to be the same again. So my thing is, guess what? I got to put some Lowry's on there. Caesar's. I got to put some garlic. I got to put some onion powder. I got to put some, guess what, life experiences. But guess what? It's not here to kill me. It's there to strengthen me. And I heard Jake said that, guess what? People, they try to bury me, but they didn't realize that I was deeply rooted, that I was planted. You get what I mean? Imagine like something like water, right, where we need water. But too much will kill us.
Moderation,
process. So again, anybody out there who needs to hear this, stop beating yourself up for the things that you've done. Ask God to forgive you, and let's move forward. It is the job of the enemy to keep us bound. It is the job of the enemy to keep us overthinking and keep us having thinking that, guess what, that God doesn't love us when he does. You have to understand that the devil was an angel of light. He was one of the most beautiful angels. The devil messed up because he let pride get in the way. Pride. So guess what? God designed him. God created him. He was a minister of music. But guess what? He, instead of having a servant's heart and having humility, he started feeling himself as if he thought he was God.
Huh.
If I ever, and I tell God this, God, humble me. If I ever start feeling myself, God, I give you permission. God, I don't need no permission, but I give you permission, God, to take it all away.
Right.
Because God, God, the other day I was, and we about to do this track real quick. In the Bible, when it talks about Solomon was David's son. And Samuel was faithful in the beginning. And God came to him in a dream and asked him, what did he want? And Solomon basically said that he wanted wisdom. He wanted a heart to listen and a heart to hear. And my thing I tell you guys, the last couple of days I've been asking God for, God, I don't want money, I don't want cars, I don't want clothes. God, I want a heart of humility. God, because life will be so unfair sometimes, you know, where you want to be evil and you want to be nasty, but no, God, give me a heart of humility. All right, you guys, track next by international DJ legend, Brother O.
Well, first of all, before you go to the track, a young lady by the name Benita, who always calls in from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And she's been a long-time listener, guys, since 2014. And she just wanted to say, I love you. You're a good young man. And sorry for your loss last year. And we're praying for your mother this year. Keep the faith. We're loving what we're hearing tonight. Me and my family are listening. Anything you want to say to Benita before I go to the track?
Thank you so much. I love you, and thank you. God bless you.
All right, guys. You'll never walk alone.
Walk on.
Wow, that song was fire.
It was powerful.
So powerful. Music, man, that's what I told, this is what people need to understand, and we got a caller in cue, Crystal, but when I was talking about the devil, he was the minister of music. So people don't understand that the devil is, he's using the music. You get what I'm saying? He's using the music to turn people away from God. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So powerful, Crystal. It's so, literally, you hear a good song and you're ready to dance. You get what I'm saying? And people don't understand. Somebody, and I heard this a long time ago, when we dance, Crystal, and the music we're dancing to, we don't even understand that we're giving up our worship.
Yes, and that's why it's important to listen to the right music.
Exactly. When you go to church,
feed our souls with the right things. Eat the right things, you know, drink the right things. What we watch and what we listen to is very important.
Yes, 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 amen. So, caller one, we have a caller Q. Who are you and where are you calling from?
This is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? And I'm calling in, you know what I'm saying, giving a shout out. Richard, you're doing a hell of a job tonight, you know what I'm saying? So I have to come in and I just want to give a briefing on a few things that you said here that was quite interesting for the public. And I wanted to kind of elaborate on that and add on as well, you know, based on these things that we go through as tragedies for us all. Unfortunately, it's at a rapid rate these days, you know what I'm saying, where we are like flies in a zapper, you know what I'm saying? And I want people to know that, you know, when we are created, of course, as human beings, you know, we have a fixed time. You know what I'm saying? When we enter this earth, it is at a fixed time. We know this very well. You know, we know it by heart. It's on all our credentials and everything that identifies us. You know what I'm saying? It's about this a fixed time in which we entered this earth. However, the fixed time to exit the earth is which we do not know, have no clue. This is allegorical in which we know this exists, but we don't understand it because we cannot place a clock on these things. You know, the only thing that we can do is utilize these things as signs for ourselves. And also, if there's a loved one in which that you know, we may miss, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we can't love them, we can't kiss them, we can't talk to them no more. But what we can do is whatever love that you received from this individual, you know what I'm saying? You pass this love along. You allow it to grow. It's like branches on a tree. You know what I'm saying? You know where your legacy has. You live through the legacy. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the wisdom that you got from this individual, whatever the love and whatever the etiquette and moralistic behaviorisms and all the meanings of life and what you learn from this person. You utilize that and you teach that to others, you know what I'm saying, where you're still part of the chain of the love and whatever it is that you, and you don't miss it that way because you graduated from the class where you were being taught the love. Now you utilize the love and act upon it, and then now you teach the love. You know what I'm saying? Because your life must go on because you still have a fixed time to live through because we all have it. You know what I'm saying? And the second subject I want to hit on is, you know, you nail on it when it comes to describing the devil as far as him puppeteering people through the music and the way people moods are swing. And these are the tools in which he utilizes to misguide the people because he knows this is his tool. The music is his tool. Why do you think it's so many people out here misguided from these musics? You know what I mean? There's more misguided musics than there are musics that you can enjoy and feel peaceful listening to. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the musics, a lot of evil comes behind it. And wherever they play music, folks, trust me, there's evil lurking. But yes, I just wanted to go ahead and touch these subjects and folks remember, always remember, you know what I'm saying, utilize the wisdom because sometimes we have to lose some of these people in order to make us who we are out here. You know what I'm saying? You know what they say. When you lose one sense, other senses become stronger. You know what I'm saying? So utilize that methodology and thinking when it comes to when you know, unfortunately, we have to lose one another at our fixed times. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clef One, one half of the Booze Brothers. And I'm just giving a shout-out to my man Richard on here, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to all the WBNN folks, you know what I'm saying? Wonderful job out here for dropping the Slick Rick Jewelry and the Eric B. and Rakim Chains on the people, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much. Wow. That was powerful.
Wow. That was.
That was powerful, man. I just, I'm sitting there talking, and I don't feel worthy, you know? And it's just so crazy because, Crystal, you know me.
Right.
So it's like when I'm sitting here talking and maybe even sounding somewhat polished, like, you know me. Times where, like, I would go out turned up.
I know you, baby. Yeah.
You know the times where I was broken when Yacht died. You get what I'm saying? So that's why it's so beautiful to sit here with you now to see the evolution of what
God.
Look at God.
I always tell people, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. What? Walk it in grace. That's nothing but God. Nothing but God. People wouldn't even be able to correlate what I went through in life. And even though I'm young and 34, but I've been through some things. And then what I've been through versus what I look like and where I'm at today, they wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't even believe it. And that just shows you the power of God and his grace and how he will transform you from the inside out and will make you whole. And I'm a witness. God is good. God is great.
Amen. Oh, my goodness. So I wanted you to just give – so my title of my show was called The Strength of a Woman. I named this show because I feel like you're the epitome of the strength of a woman. Like, you're so strong and you care about people.
Thank you. I don't feel like I'm quite a woman yet. I feel like I'm becoming a woman, but thank you. I'm so honored.
You're definitely a woman. You always been a woman. You know, I used to be like, child, this, she's an elderly woman. You know, you always been wise. You know, when you're young and somebody's mature and stuff in those ways, you're just like, oh, she just want to be the mom. You get what I'm saying? But it was just wisdom that was already in you. I think you've always been like that, honestly, since we were kids. Like, you just always had a wisdom in the air about you. You get what I'm saying? That you was always different. And I think anybody that knows you and that's around you long enough, they'll know, like, yo, it's something special about this girl.
Oh, my God.
You get what I'm saying? It's something special about her. Like, you can tell she's different. Like, I could always tell you, you know, you were different from your siblings. Even though you guys are all the bomb in your own right, you're different.
Yeah.
You've always been different, you know. So I want people out there to embrace that individuality, all right? All right, you guys, track next by international DJ legend Brother O.
Thank you.
Guys, we are back. So, Crystal, we have another caller. Caller number two, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, sweetheart, it's Jerry Petito.
Hi, Jerry.
How are you?
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Crystal. How are you guys?
We're well and blessed. How are you doing this evening?
Doing okay. I want to say a couple things first, and then I want to talk to the two of you. I want to acknowledge Brother O, first of all, tonight. Yesterday was his birthday, and I want to say on air, happy birthday. You know, I celebrate all week, sometimes all month, so happy birthday again, Brother O. And that song, Never Walk Alone, Josh Groban sang it. That was Brother O's dad's favorite song, and he would sing it to him. And I just wanted to acknowledge that because it was Brother O's birthday yesterday, and that song resonates with all of us, I'm sure. So what a beautiful, beautiful song. Thank you for playing that, Brother O, and happy birthday again. Okay, I want to say if Clev One is still listening, you rock. I loved what you said, and, you know, you're a new host, and you're going to be incredible. So, but to you guys, Crystal, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
You know, for someone only in her 30s, my daughter is 41, you know, you certainly, I don't even know how to say, it's not that, I don't want to say you sound so mature, that's silly, but you have so much to offer at such a young age to everyone. Your wisdom is incredible. And keep it up, girlfriend. Keep it up, please, because people, women especially, need to hear what you have to say, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you for those encouraging words. I appreciate that.
And I appreciate all your encouraging words. You're so beautiful inside and out. Ricardo, I want to say I'm so sorry to hear about what's happening with your mom, and I'm not going to stop praying, okay? I've already been praying, and I'm going to continue. You know, you own a piece of my heart, and I own a piece of yours, and, you know, we're connected. And I love you, and I'm always here for you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Thank you so much.
You know, and to be doing your show tonight in spite of is just unreal. And, you know, God is using you, kiddo. And, you know, I always think back. I'm not going to repeat the story, but I always think back how you and I connected. And I always think about that and where you have come. I mean, God put me in your space that night. God put you in mine. I mean, think about it, right? And look how far you have come, kiddo. So I want to say something else to you before I go. Not only are you an incredible inspiration with everything you're doing, you know, hurt people, right? What you've been doing is unreal. Now I think you really need to take this seriously. I've been asking you to do it in a joking way, but now I'm being serious. You have been healed. You need to do a show called Healed People, Heal People.
Mm.
Think it through, please. Okay? Add it to it. Do something with it because you are absolutely inspirational beyond words. Okay? People that don't really know you and where you were, like when we met, and where you are today. And I love you, and I'm always here for you.
I love you too, Jerry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry. Be blessed. Thank you so much.
Wow, Jerry's amazing. Like, Crystal, I met Jerry from, remember when when I was doing the Hurt People show and I was reaching out to so many people for opportunity, you know, because I was independent and, you know, the show was dedicated to our cousin, Yak, and our close friend, Yak. And I was reaching out. And then I reached out to Hamilton Radio. I didn't even know Hamilton had a radio station, which is close to Trenton. And I'm a city right over. So I reached out. I ain't heard nothing because I was reaching out to so many people. So many people never replied. And then weeks later, Crystal, I was coming out of a Philly club. You know the clubs we used to go to in Philly.
I know.
I was coming out of a club in Philly, Crystal. Turned up, Crystal. Turned up. And it's so crazy because I realized, and I say this all the time, Crystal, my cousin told me this, because I used to have shame and guilt tied to my testimony. And when she told me, she said, Little, it's not my business, it's God's business.
Oh, that part.
You're right. So at the end of the day, I don't have to be ashamed of the things that I lived through, because guess what? Those were tests which created a bigger and a better testimony. So I can boldly proclaim in Christ, guess what? Yeah, I was coming from a club and I was drunk, you feel me, out of my mind. And I seen a message from Jerry. And she reached out to me. I didn't know this lady. She didn't know me. She started telling me about God. And that's what I
was. She was a vessel. God was using her.
It's time. And I'm like, God, I'm still trying to party. You feel me? God, I'm still trying to do what I want to do. I'm still out here trying to, you feel me? I'm out here trying to have sex and do what
I want to do. God knew it before we did it. He knew it already.
He already knew.
And that's not even proper. He neutered it already beforehand, you know.
Right.
So yeah. So,
he knows. Yeah. So like he put Jerry so special to me because he put Jerry in my path. Like, you feel me? I gotta get him because he's about to self destruct. So I thank Jerry so much. Like, she's the bomb. She's the truth.
Guess what? It took your heart to be open. You understand? To take that leap of faith. Because you could have walked away. You could have said no. You know what I mean? So you got to give God credit for using you and opening up your heart too. You know, when God sends certain people in our lives to help and to navigate in our lives, we also got to give strength to God for us being able to even say yes. You know what I mean?
God just wants you yes. So caller 3, who are you and where are you calling from?
All right, caller 3. All right, maybe caller 3 might just want to listen. We're going to call a 4 right now. Caller 4, you're on the line right now with Trent Makes right here at WBNN. All right, caller, you there? Okay. All right, well, we'll go back to our conversation.
All right, so Crystal, where did your strength come from?
My strength.
This amazing strength, where does it come from?
Jesus Christ, my Father, my God, my Lord, you know, and then my mother and my grandmother are very strong, beautiful women.
Strong, definitely. Your mom is strong. I think, remember we were talking the other day and I was saying how I had these vivid memories of your grandfather and your grandfather just being a man, you know, and being strong. And he was old school. He ain't play with us.
No.
He ain't play. And it's so
he'll
crazy.
He'll pull out that. What?
Listen, he was a lieutenant. And it's so crazy because I look back to those times, Crystal, that back in those times where I remember that defining moment with your grandfather and how, look, it literally took a village, that my mom and your mom are like sisters. And like you said, listen, it's those people that, guess what, I might not talk to you every day, but you always have a place in your heart. And I'm so grateful that it is like that with my mom and your mom, and I feel the same way about you.
Because we're connected, and we have a spiritual and a special bond that can't be broken. You know what I mean? And if it's broken, it's because we allowed it to be, which we're, you know, free will would come in. But God placed you in my life. He placed, you know, me in your life for a reason and for a purpose. And that's how you know when the friendship and the relationship and the connection is real, because you could go your way, you could do this, I could go do this. And then when we link up, it's like, we ain't lose nothing. We just fall right in line, and we chop it up, and everything is just nice. It's really, really nice. You're home to me. I'm home to you, and I'm grateful.
You are. Listen, we know all the sides to each other, so I ain't even no need to fake it. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know me. You get what I mean? So that's why it's a blessing that you see all of me. I see, you know, all of you, but we're constantly evolving, too. And I heard Lord Harold said this, you know, like, if we're not growing, then we're dead. You know,
yeah,
like,
that's true.
A plant ain't growing, it's going to die. So you got to make sure it needs that water, it needs that sun, it needs those things. So all of us, I just pray that anybody listening that will constantly keep evolving and that we want to grow. You get what I'm saying? And guess what? And I want to say this too. This is a dream killer, the art of comparison. A lot of times, Crystal, we get to a place in our lives and we're looking at social media. We're seeing everybody living their best life on social media. Ain't nobody struggling. Nobody ain't going to talk about how their bills, you know, their light bill got cut off. You get what I'm saying? Or the kids is wilding out. Or just that they stressed out.
Let me cut you off, but I got to get this out. Back to, you said where my strength comes from. It comes from the Lord. But it comes from my grandfather, my grandmother, and my mother. And their strength comes from the Lord. And it's basically my bloodline, my life, you know what I'm saying? Trials, tribulations, the lessons that I've learned, the trials and tribulations that I've been through, but also I learned from others and through others. That's strength in that, you know? And it sounds cliche, but what doesn't kill you really makes you stronger, you know? Yeah. So my bloodline, God, trials, tribulations, my mother, my grandmother, you know, my grandfather and my ancestors that I'm not even fully aware of, but I know they're there and I know they exist. You know what I mean? It runs deep. So I'm just grateful to be raised by tremendous, you know, women, you know, and a grandfather, because there's no other man in my life that's like Robert Humphrey. You know,
I love it. My thing, before we get to this next check, Crystal, one of my prayers for many things, of course, that you just tap in and you ask God to help you and strengthen you and give him your whole heart and your whole life. And that way you can, you know, just be his, you know. Another thing is that my prayer for you is that you ask God to surround you with women that truly, truly get you, that'll love you for where you are, who you are now and where you're going to be, because it's important. Like when I was praying to God, I was asking God, like, God, surround me with real men of God. And I had to literally, I'll say this too, I had to literally go to LA to find it. It wasn't where I'm from, New Jersey. I had to get on a plane and hop and go to LA, and I found these group of men that's all around the U.S.
Yeah.
So my prayer for you is that you really, truly get around some awesome women outside of your family that truly, truly love God, that truly, truly can really love on you the way that God loves on you, and that can really, truly help you cultivate your gift. Because there's a lot of people out here, they're using their gift, but they're using it for evil. Give our gift, well, that God gives us our gift, that we give the gift right back to God, and we use it the way that he wanted to be used. So that's my prayer.
Spiritual tribe. That's my prayer. God, connect me to my spiritual tribe. We got our family, but there's some other people out here in the world that I connect to that maybe I haven't, you know, connected with them on the physical realm. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Hey, track next by international DJ legend, Brother O.
Dark sky, a spark is fine. right now. Come on.
This has been such an amazing show tonight. I feel like it's definitely been one of the best shows I've done in a long time. I just, again, wanted to thank Crystal. I definitely got to have you back on really, really, really soon. It's still so much more meat and potatoes that we got to get to. So I would love to have you back on. I feel like you're a star in your own right. So I definitely would love to have you back on. I know next month I got Jerry on August or maybe September, and it'd be great to have you back on if you're available. I wanted to, you know, leave off. Is there anything that you wanted to say? Do you want to give the people your social medias, your Facebook, your Instagrams, if anybody wanted to reach out, you know?
On Facebook, if anybody want to reach out, it's Crystal Monique Humphrey. That's Facebook. And I just really wanted to encourage everyone to keep being great. Don't let fear win. Stay strong. Stay prayed up. You know, and the greatest cure is love. So when all fails, just love, you know, and keep the faith. And Richard, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. I gained so much knowledge and wisdom and your words and God's words that pour through you, pour through me, and I'm so full, I'm so encouraged and inspired. So thank you, and I would love to be back on the show. Absolutely.
Thank you. And I just want to shout out my aunt, Kim. You feel me, for raising you a dope, strong woman. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to her, man. She's just leveling
up. Shout out to my mom, Kimberly A. Humphrey. She the truth, and she's the realest. Yeah, my strength comes from her.
Yeah, she's going to give it to you straight. So we got to love her. I love it. I love it. All right, everybody. So it's in Goldie time, everyone. Here is your mother and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Well, this tonight has been definitely an extension of my birthday for healing. We're here to help people and change people. Crystal, definitely part two in September, okay? So, you know, Ricardo, make that happen. Because, you know, I know, you know, it's crazy because when you have a transcript and we're talk radio, and I teach all the people that come in that's new, that sometimes you're not going to be able to do your transcript. It's a great show when it comes out to participation. And so I'm very proud tonight, I'm very proud today of what we have accomplished tonight. There's someone that is going through what Ricardo Richard is going through right now. In the world, not just United States of America. We're not a national company. We're an international entity, you know, a storied network. We've been on for almost 10 years. People have, you know, the millions and tens of millions of people that listen. There's tens of millions more to having heard the healing tonight that we provide on a constant basis every night. And every show is different. Every show is a variety, you know, and that's the greatest gift that I have provided to the world. Ricardo Richard is a young man that is still growing, and that's the greatest gift of him, his growth and knowledge and understanding of how the world works. I want to give a shout-out to Jerry Petito and Clef One tonight, you know, just sharing their gift tonight of love and understanding to this world. And we're very proud of our intern, Clef One, and our International Radio Hall of Fame broadcast and lifetime achiever, Jerry Petito. Tomorrow night, we come back on here, and we all know tomorrow night is one of the most controversial nights in WBN in history. Young lady by the name of Christine Powell, you know her as Jesus, and she has a show, and she's an International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee for the class of 2022, y'all. We build champions here at this outstanding story. Tomorrow night, the Jesus Show, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time. And of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_time. And also, Ola Dele Malay Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay, day, lay. That goes with mine@gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay Ngozi, saying good night and good luck. to all of the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio, our soldiers and sailors that support us on a constant basis. I also want to say something that's very, very deep to me. I want to thank all of our hosts who count on that robbery, you know, to do the job that's needed for a world such as this. And now back to the wonderful Ricardo Richard for the next 2 minutes and 17 seconds of go in this wonderful program tonight.
All right, you guys. So, again, I just want to also let you guys know, again, that my season 3, it will be out on the top of the year. My dream has always been for this series, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken, to do whatever it is that God wanted to do. You know, I really feel like it's a series that could really change lives, and I feel like the series can heal, and I feel like it could have us, you know, talk about some things that we don't normally talk about in our families that we sweep under the rug. You know, it's about so many different things, and I just really pray, and I believe in God's time, and things that happen the way they're supposed to. And if it never does reach, you know, BET or superstardom or whatever it is, you know, I'll be grateful that if it just touched one person, you get what I'm saying? Like, I'll be grateful for that. So you guys, stay tuned for that, the third and final season. Season 1 and 2 is out on YouTube for free. You can also check it out on the CTS TV network. I just look forward to what God's going to do in the years to come. I really feel like I'm on the verge of a breakthrough spiritually, you know. So I'm grateful, and I'm grateful to just be able to breathe God's air. You get what I mean? I'm grateful to still be here and be alive and still just keep going. Again, God is the greatest. Jesus is the greatest. He's here for each and every one of us if we accept him. I also want to say I love you guys. Trenton, I love you. 609 Trenton makes the world takes.
Shout out to Trenton.
That's all day, baby. 609. So, like, I'm so corny. But shout out to Trenton. No, I love you, Trenton. And again, you know, like I always say, listen, I'm just a boy that grew up in the city of Trenton, East Trenton to be exact, and I just want to be used by God. You guys all have a blessed day. Remember tomorrow, do a kind deed tomorrow or this week. Just do something nice for somebody just because. Roll up in the drive-through window and pay for somebody behind you. I know inflation is high, but listen, you just do unto others as if you would want done to you. So even if people treat you nasty, still be love and still be kind. You get what I'm saying? You never know what somebody's going through. So just still show up and show out in love and lead with love. All right, you guys? So everybody stay tuned. Stay blessed. I will see you guys August the 15th with Jerry the Jewel. And have a good night. And happy birthday, Brother L.
At me.